This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, coming up at 11:20, so about 17 minutes from now. Our buddy Terry Pluto, the outstanding columnist, writer for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, author of Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback?
Just get me a quarterback!
Maybe the new book, we can ask Terry, why can't this team just find its quarterback, its coach of the future?
Franchise coach. How about just put both the words together.
Coach or back. We have a quarterback coach.
Oh, did Coach Kavigan have his final press conference yesterday?
No.
Are we waiting for that?
No, we're going to have the introductory press conference in the new place.
I think he should say goodbye first. I mean, he's given us so many
great...
He gave us so many great moments and so, you know, just the way he laid down his foundation for the fans of this great city and just the way he... is just committed to everyone here in Northeast Ohio. And now we're just going to say goodbye to Coach Kavigan? I don't think so.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Jim Schwartz interviewing today. We talked all about Jim.
How do you think that's going?
At the beginning of the show. If you're Jim, what do you say? You'd have to lay out an offensive plan. And as we said, when he was in Detroit, Matthew Stafford set a record at the time for the most passes thrown in a season, over 700 passes, second all time in the NFL. Second. Unbelievable. And then threw 663 passes in a year, too. So Jim's not afraid to let her rip offensively.
So if you work there and you're interviewing for a job there, like normally you walk in through like the coach's door. Today, would you walk in through the front door?
Do you wear a tie? Suit? You're going to wear your Browns gear.
Yeah, do you wear a suit? What do you do?
I don't know.
It's got to be kind of a weird feeling.
I don't know. I'd almost show up. I would certainly not wear Browns gear.
I wouldn't wear black and gold.
I would take a different approach for two reasons.
Okay.
I am not wearing my Browns gear. So you can hire me and I can put it back on. Or you can not hire me and I'll go put on my Giants gear.
Or I could wear my
Bronze, Falcons gear.
I could wear my Bronze gear, come into the interview like that, wearing sweats and feel really comfy, so you could feel comfy. Just so it's almost like, why do we have to be so formal about this? We all know each other.
Like wearing PJs around the house, right, Andy?
Exactly right, Jeff. Yeah. It's like
you know, wear those plaid flannel things. Show up.
It's like TV anchors not wearing any pants underneath the desk. Comfortable.
Sounds personal, Andy.
Just comfortable.
And Tommy Reese also interviewing. We laid out some things about Tommy. He's really, 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 really highly thought of from everybody who tells you they think highly of people.
Think how easy it is. They don't have to give tours to either one of these guys at the facility. They don't have to show them the plans for the new stadium or the new renovations out in Berea.
What's Tommy Reese going to say?
Hey,
Jim. Jim Schwartz can say, look, 3 years, our defense was really good in two of those 3 years. Really good. Yeah, here's my track record. What's Tommy Reese going to say?
He's going to say, take a look at this back wall.
I had the second lowest scoring offense in the NFL.
We scored 6 points against Cincinnati last week. No, he's going to say, hey.
Seriously, what's he going to say?
He's going to say, step on up, look at this. I'm going to guess your weight, your age, or your
Everybody month. Says I'm going to be really good.
Take a look at this wall. You can win anything from here.
Is that a sales
to
pitch?
Here, but here to here.
Everybody says I'm a savant. Is that a sales pitch?
That well, congratulations, guy. Savant. You got the job.
I will say, he gives a mean press conference for a guy who's only 33.
Yeah, I like him. It's not that I don't have anything against
like him.
I just think he needs a little more time to be a head coach before I'm
kinda,
not ready yet.
I'd kind of like to see him. You know what wouldn't be bad to me?
That, you know what his biggest hindrance is? Is that he was calling the plays the end of the season. And that we saw a little bit of what he could be in the future. And you're like, give him a little more time.
If you're Tommy Rees, I would think you might have to say this. Hi, Andrew, in your press conference, you said, you know, we're going to add offensive talent. You guys gave us a wide receiver group that's subpar. You gave us quarterbacks who are way subpar.
I'm not hiring you already. You're so negative.
And our offensive line is old and injured. So if you expected us to make chicken salad out of this stuff, you were sorely mistaken.
I'm sorry. You're in an interview and you're saying this.
What's he going to say, Andy?
He's
going
to have to say,
hey, how about that? We scored about 14 points a game.
Well, he's got two choices. He could throw Kevin under the bus and say, you know, I kept
telling
Kevin.
Which he won't do.
How do you know, man?
I know.
You're talking about being, I mean, if he wants a job, these guys just fired him, so they're obviously not on the same page as Kevin.
Well, he's going to have to clearly differentiate himself from Kevin.
Yeah.
Nick Saban thinks I'm smart.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, Nick Saban. Well, you know, my brother.
Let me call the Predators offices and see if I can get a hold of Nick. Wait a minute. Yeah. He's out renting his Airbnb.
Would you rather sit in a triangle or a box or a triangle in one?
No shower is longer than 5 minutes. It's a rule.
Oh, it is.
That's what Nick's going to tell the Haslams.
That's right.
No shower is longer than 5 minutes. You'll save a lot of money in the locker room.
That's true. You will. I would never VRBO from him.
Here, where's the hot tub?
Hang on. Make sure the timer works on that thing.
Kenny's in California. Kenny.
Yes.
Hi, Kenny.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Where in California?
I'm in Sacramento, California.
Very nice.
So I enjoy you guys. I enjoy your objectivity and obviously your knowledge of the game and the way things work.
Thank you, my friend of the show, Andy.
Friend of the show, Kenny.
There you go.
As long as there isn't a giant butt.
Here comes the butt, yeah.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the comment that TJ Ward made about media in Cleveland being miserable.
Okay, so Jeff didn't. Oh, you did hear it. I heard
no,
it.
No, you.
Yeah, it was on the morning show. Okay, go ahead. What do you think? Yeah. Just tell me what you think.
So I think it was a blanket statement. It wasn't unfair. However, I think a lot of media in Cleveland is disingenuous, meaning the notion that you guys have had a bad organization for so long and have been losing for so long, it's almost as if media is expecting it and has that disposition. Here's why I say this. I listened to the Jason, his rant about Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
And when I say disingenuous,
hey, Jason Lloyd.
Jason Lloyd. And when I say disingenuous, it seems as though a lot of the factors in context is being left out. For Shedeur Sanders to come into that organization where he had a coach that really didn't believe in him.
And Kenny, you're saying a lot of stuff that we don't care about today. I got to be honest. Okay. The Shedeur stuff doesn't matter to me today.
Let me go back and talk about what you said in the beginning of the TJ Ward stuff. Like, yeah. I, first of all, I mean, I've been lucky enough to go around the country and just see other medias, right, and see how they Correct. React. I didn't Correct. Totally disagree with what he said. That, you know, right. he said, I'm trying to think, the word he used wasn't grumpy.
Miserable.
What were they? Miserable. Miserable.
Miserable.
Yeah, you know what? I think there are media members in Cleveland that are miserable. Totally agree.
Yeah, there are guys who pump gas for a living who are miserable.
No, I know, but I don't think TJ, I also think TJ had a pretty good relationship with a lot of the people that were in the media here, but
TJ's a nice guy.
Remember he sat in our studio.
TJ sat right over there and was sweating so profusely, Kenny, that his girlfriend was blotting his head with a tissue. It was terrible.
Wow. Anyway, he's painting a picture. I don't need to. My bigger point is, I think he's right, but I think you can't stereotype all the media because I don't think everybody's the same way.
And that's why I said it's a blanket statement.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because if you look at the overall picture, I mean, the Cleveland Browns O-line, horrible. Receivers is what, the bottom of all of the receiving class?
Doesn't get any worse.
It can't get any worse. I mean, what was you expecting a guy to do? And it's kind of like hypocritical. On one hand, you say, well, his receiving core is so bad that they can't get open. They
all
can't
right,
get
Kenny, separate. Thank you very much. We're hiring coaches today. We're not talking about quarterbacks.
It's okay, Kenny. Call again, though. I enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, Kenny knows what he's
just
talking about.
Even if Jeff's rude, I'll always
not being rude, Andy. Yeah, like I'm just miserable. TJ Ward said so.
Like I'm saying, Kenny, we're on the same page.
TJ said so.
I made him a friend
Forget
of the show.
Forget the fact that we have a baseball team that competes every year and doesn't spend the money that people want it to spend. Yeah, competes anyway. Forget that we have a basketball team that goes to the playoffs on a regular basis. We're all miserable.
Yeah, we are miserable.
We're all miserable.
Thank you.
And I work with you.
That's
We're all true. Miserable. John's in Mentor. John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're miserable, John. We're miserable.
So, yeah, I get it. Hey, on the head coaching search, I don't think they're going to get anybody that's got any kind of head coaching experience. And the reason I say that is because I think those guys, I'm talking like the Jim Schwartz and, you know, Harbaugh, they're going to want some semblance of control that I don't think the Haslams and Barry are willing to give them. So I think you're going to be relegated to a coordinator. That said, you guys made a comment about Haslam not being involved. And you said, well, he's the owner of the business and this and that and the other thing. There's a difference there in that it does not matter what he does. He owns an NFL team. It's going to go up in value. If he bought and purchased any other business other than an NFL team and ran it as poorly as he has the Browns, it would not be increasing in value, and he might be filing for bankruptcy. So that's kind of all I'll say.
All right, okay. John. Thank you very much. Man owns the business. Can do anything he wants.
Sorry.
You see it all around the NFL.
You see it in regular business, too.
Absolutely.
But he's right. Sometimes they end up going bankrupt. You never know.
Yeah. NFL teams won't. But you had to get enough jack to get into that game, Andy.
That is true. He was able to sit down at the table.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, man. It'd be awesome.
That would be fun. Terry Pluto is all over all the coverage of the Browns. Terry for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Browns looking for a head coach, as are the Ravens, Raiders, Titans, Cardinals, Giants, Falcons, and now Miami Dolphins, as they have fired Mike McDaniel as head coach. That's 8 teams. That's 25% of the National Football League, and maybe more to come. Let's go to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. He covers everything there is to cover and does a great job of it as a columnist for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Also, author of the book whose title won't just go away, Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback? He's Mr. Terry Pluto. Hello, Terry.
Hello there, Jeff.
How are you, bud?
Well, I have not gotten a call to interview with any of the teams yet, but if a few more get rid of their coaches, they'll be talking to media people.
They're going to need somebody, Terry.
Yes.
Going to need
it is
somebody.
Amazing. It is. And you look at some of these names of these guys, and it's like, you know, the offensive coordinator from Cincinnati who doesn't call the plays is getting a job interview. Part of that could be if they hire somebody else and they want to hire an offensive coordinator. A lot of those things are being done that. And the thing to keep in mind, too, is sometimes when teams are interviewing different candidates, agents, there's several agents that seem to have like most of the coaching candidates. So sometimes, like, say, you want to talk to Harbaugh, all right? And Harbaugh's guy said, well, that would be good. Well, you also talk to, you know, Freddie Phelps, because he's a young guy. He's got some promise. So talk to him so we can get his name out there. So they'll do both.
And we're seeing a lot of that. Some of the names that the Browns are interviewing, certainly.
Yeah, and other teams, too.
Exactly right.
It's a little bit aha. Now, 2 years from now, you know, those guys may end up getting a job. I remember when Kevin Stefanski, you know, got it, when they ended up hiring Freddie Kitchens, it's like they're going to hire a guy who at that point had called a grand total of 3 plays for the Minnesota Vikings. And they didn't. They went with Freddie. They probably should have, but it was, you know, it was something Di Podesta liked them, and who knows, it was probably a favor for somebody. And but then they kind of liked him. They turned around, brought him back next year, and gave him the job.
Terry, the Browns have had under the Haslam ownership seven different coaches, two of them that they didn't get in a coaching search. They inherited Pat Shurmur, and they promoted Greg Williams when they got rid of Hugh.
Right.
But yeah, everybody they hired, except for Hugh, the coordinator du jour, the hot coordinator, Hugh had 1 year of coaching experience. Do you think they're going coordinator du jour, or do you think they're actually looking for someone with head coaching experience? And does it matter?
I prefer somebody with experience, but it's a line that Dan Gilbert said to me. I remember when they hired Mike Brown, and this is like the first time way back in the old days. And I'm talking to Dan just kind of casually afterwards. And I said, Dan, he's got like no experience being a head coach or whatever. He said, well, when I hear no experience, this guy has experience. I say, experience doing what? Experience being mediocre, experience just trying to keep my job, or, you know, experience with success. And so I guess that always kind of stuck with me. And of course, Dan liked to take a shot on people that hadn't had, jobs before. Interesting, though, well, the last two coaches that Kobe Altman hired had been head coaches before, you know, both Kenny and JB.
Right.
So they did change that around. And they also brought Mike Brown back for a second go. But when you look at experienced coaches, you get to Harbaugh and then what, Mike McCarthy? I don't know.
Yeah, and you're not bringing back Kevin Stefanski. So
no, right. You know, Schwartz. It's not like there's a lot to pick from, and there's more openings all the time, as you mentioned.
Jim Schwartz is a head coach. In or out for you?
Interested, because I'm not going to hold him in the box, make him prisoner of the 4 years or 5 years it was with Detroit, where the last year was 2013, and just assume, well, that's the same guy and would be the same way as he being a head coach now.
Right, can't be the same guy.
Yeah, you can. You can. I mean, among other things, his life experience changed. You remember, for 2 years before he came to Cleveland, he had some serious health things going on with his thyroid and everything else, where he was just a consultant with Mike Vrabel. And that, you know, that'll alter your perception of life a little bit, too. My guess has probably made him better and more compassionate towards people, you know, because he's just beloved as a coordinator by the players. So I'm interested.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Interested in him, but there's one mistake you don't want to make is you never want to make a guy head coach simply because you don't want to lose him as a coordinator. You want to make sure you believe in him as a head coach.
Terry Pluto joining us from Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer. His book, Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback? John Harbaugh becomes available this week, and we heard rumblings about that, but guys with his track record don't become available. He's also 18 years as a head coach. And in his 60s, when most people would think you're not going to hire this guy because he's up there in age, but John really thinks that he wants to coach and everything else. Do you think the Browns have a legit shot to sign him, Terry? My thought has been the only way they do is if in his heart he wants to coach in his mom's hometown and coach the team he grew up rooting for. Other than that, I would think he's going to have better opportunities.
I mean, these people say, well, Jimmy should just roll up the truck and throw all the money at him. He made $17 million this last year. He has three years left on a contract that keeps going up, like 18, 19, 20, something like that. And so whatever buyout he took from Baltimore, I mean, and I was talking to some people as I'm working on a column for tomorrow who know him and that, and he's lived in like two houses his whole time in Baltimore. You know, one when he first got the job and the one he bought about 10 years ago. And I mean, they're very nice houses, but it's not like he, you know, he's not, some of these guys keep score on their salaries compared to other people, you know, and Harbaugh's not like that. I mean, it's, you know, he stayed there. He always signed extensions and that. The other thing they said, you know, he's 64. He goes, he's as relentless as ever. That's what they were telling me. He goes, he's such a grind. I mean, he would have people wearing shirts in training camp, embrace the grind. You know, he's that kind of guy. And that hasn't changed with him. Now, what probably happened there is you're there 18 years. It's a long time. And they get kind of tired of you because you didn't do as well as they'd hoped in the playoffs. And maybe you get a little tired of them, but that's it. There was no big negative things at all, and his work ethic and his obsession to football remained strong. That's what I was told. Now, about Cleveland, you have one. You're John Harbaugh. You're 64. You have one shot left. Is this where you want to take it?
Yeah,
It's a good point. Hey, let me ask you this: when the Browns decided we're done with, we're not doing this with the Kevin anymore, what do you think the game plan was for the next head coach? Or do you think they're trying to go into this with a blank slate to see who's available and where they could go? You'd think they have some kind of game plan.
Well, I'm sure Andrew Berry didn't get to keep his job without a detailed game plan of what he was going to do with everything from free agency to the draft picks to the coaching situation. And so I'm sure they have a list. Now, do they anticipate Harbaugh being fired? I mean, maybe, but probably not. And do they anticipate there? How many is it? Seven or eight openings now? I'm sure it's a lost track.
It's now eight after the Dolphins. Eight.
Okay, so yes, yeah, right, 25% of the league.
Yep.
Benedict in math: 4 times 8 is 32. That equals the team. So there we go. And so you got 25%. I don't know if they anticipated that, where there'd be that many openings and that much competition. So they better have had a whole bunch of list, I would say, you know, of guys you look at. I mean, you have the other name of guy, you got Schwartz, you got Harbaugh, Mike McCarthy's out there, and I've not been a big fan of him, you know, in terms of experienced guys. And then the rest is like,
coordinator of whatever, the hot coordinator or the coordinator you want to be hot. It's a hard deal here. But my feeling is I looked at Stefanski and I would have let him go. I thought he was worn down emotionally by the job. I know they won the last two games, and I give him a ton of credit for that. I almost think part of the reason that he had a pretty good idea he was out and just kind of coached it his way and did things his way. The Deshaun Watson, the tentacles of that, the emotional toll along with physical things that it did to the franchise, because, you know, emotional and physical get tied together when you're trying to deal with fix Deshaun Watson, fix the cap, fix, and how this whole thing goes sideways. It continues on this franchise. And if I'm Kevin, my one reaction would have been relieved. Good.
Because he's going to get a job.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, every time another goes, I mean, right now you go, who's out there? I mean, if Kevin were at the Jets and the Jets had gone through what the Browns had recently, and the track record was the same, and the Jets fell into the Deshaun Watson trap, the Browns would be lining up to talk to Kevin Stefanski.
That's actually true. Terry Pluto joining us from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. I would think, Terry, you tell me, if a coach comes in and says, I don't like fill in the blank here, then he's not going to have to deal with fill in the blank. And I'm thinking quarterback in particular. There are three quarterbacks on the roster right now. I would think a coach could come in and say, I want a free agent quarterback in here and probably get that guy. Do you think they're going to try to tie anybody to a new head coach?
Oh, make him that. Well, you got to go with Shador.
With Shador. You got to play Deshaun next year. We have Dylan Gabriel. He is your backup, whatever it's going to be.
I don't really think so. Because third round pick, fifth round pick, there's no money attached to it. Deshaun, whether you pay him to do whatever he did last year or you don't, you're still stuck with that whole thing, too. They can't possibly believe that, Deshaun has any sort of long-term answer. I mean, I suppose this is Cleveland. Anything could happen. Maybe he ends up on the field for a couple of games next year. I hope not. I don't want to see that because it goes nowhere. I mean, so you get a couple of games out of him, and then what? Then his contract's finally up. Hallelujah. And you haven't solved anything about your quarterback thing. That would be just another one of the Browns' quarterback follies in my mind. So I would think the coach, whoever it is, could say, I kind of like Shador. I'm not big on Dylan, but we really, I want a veteran. That would be my view, actually. I would want a veteran. And almost what they started to do, but then backed off, the reclamation project.
If you could, knowing Jimmy Haslam, now knowing Andrew Berry for a couple of years, can you build that winning head coach in your mind, and who that might be, and what qualities that they need to have to succeed here in Cleveland?
It's such a tough job. I mean, at some point, with Dr. Stefanski, he has some of that going.
Yeah.
You have to build a strong staff. I mean, the thing when we go back and look at it, for example, what made the Browns so overachieve in 23 was you had two terrific coordinators, and I can consider an offensive a line coach like a coordinator. You had Callahan still here, and then you had Jim. And so they were taking care of that. Kevin was able to kind of concentrate on the offensive side of the ball. You weren't getting on calling the plays and not calling the plays, and especially when they were freed up after Watson. Watson gave him a couple of good games, but it was a really good operation if you look at it from a coaching point of view. How you get back to that, I'm not sure, but that would be the job of the head coach to say, okay, how are you going to build this staff with who? Because when they started trying to replace Callahan, they went through two offensive coordinators, and then the special teams has been a disaster. And so all you really had, the only stable thing you could count on was Schwartz, and after a while, his defense was just worn down also. There's another ripple effect of the Deshaun Watson thing, because when Watson's your quarterback, you rank between 30th and 32nd in points scored.
Terry, Terry, if you have a name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If not, do you have a concept as, like, former head coach or coordinator?
Probably a coordinator, just because I don't see, you know, look, would I want Harbaugh? Of course I would. It'd be a fresh start for him here. It'd be a lot of fun. Immediately would, I think, bring some energy and all that into here. It's the same reason everybody else would want to hire him. And then the question is, why would he want to come in here with no quarterback? You know, that kind of thing. I mean, think about that. For most of his career, Harbaugh had two quarterbacks. He had Flacco and Lamar. I think that's like 15 seasons or something with them.
It's a way to get it done. Terry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
Hope the book sales are going well. Why can't this team just find a quarterback? By Terry Pluto. You can go to Amazon. You can get it where you buy your books. Thank you, bud.
Thanks,
Terry.
Terry Pluto, plaindealercleveland.com.
Hey, kids, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima from 10 to 6 a.m. And look where you are right now. That's right, Baskin and Phelps from 10 to 2 and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand. Just looking in, give a little shout out to some of the folks. Football on the Boulevard 4 hanging out with us a little bit today. I see that Dog 216. Oh, Dog 216. Not a very nice thing. You talk to your mom that way? That's not nice. I'll give you one more. Super fan. Yep, something there. Okay, good. Thank you.
Quit looking at that.
I want to say hi to our new friends.
New friends.
A lot of people don't like Kevin on YouTube, in case you're wondering that.
No kidding.
It's a shocker. It is. And if you even dare to say anything like, you know, I'd like to know where Kevin got his haircut, because he just always had a really good haircut. Oh, my God. Those guys are such Kevin apologists. Can't believe that. Oh, no wonder they don't. Oh, they hate everyone. I can't believe they said that. Calm down.
Folks around the NFL seem to like Kevin. He'll be employed shortly, and we wish him luck.
Yeah, go look on all the betting sites. They like him, too, so we're not completely crazy.
Well,
I just think it didn't work here, and that's the end of it.
It didn't work the last 2 years, and it's not all his fault, but he took the hit.
Yeah.
So there you go.
He was the scapegoat.
And well, he was. He might have deserved it, but you know, if he deserved it, Andrew Berry deserved it.
Probably true, and I'm sure people are looking at ownership.
As Andrew said, I own that record. Well, you might own it, but you didn't have to pay for it.
Good point. Kevin did. You rented.
Kevin did.
But he could have to pay for it in the very near future if they don't make a good hire.
We're going to get some phone calls here in a second, and Daryl's going to join us coming up at noon. Browns, Ravens, Dolphins, Raiders, Titans, Cardinals, Giants, Falcons. 8 teams in the NFL looking for head coaches right now. If you're John Harbaugh, Andy, what's at the top of your list? Obviously not Baltimore, so that leaves him 7 job openings.
All right, so
I'll tell you what's not at the top of the list. The Browns.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless.
All right, now give me a reason. I want someone to tell me why John Harbaugh would want to come coach here with the Browns.
2 reasons.
I only have the one.
He's always loved the Browns. He grew up being a Browns fan. His mom and dad honeymooned at a Browns game. His mom's from Cleveland. And it was always his dream.
Okay, that's it. That's
to
the
be
one.
The head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
And he wants to be the man to fix the problems.
That's the only way he ends up as head coach of the Browns.
And a lot of money.
Well, he's going to get that anywhere.
You can maybe get a little more. Do you think that the Haslams have to overpay for a coach if they're in a battle? They don't want to get into a battle.
Well, they've done it before for a quarterback.
And the current coach, they owe $7 million.
No, they won't have to overpay for a coach, but they're going to have to pay market price. So, in other words, if they want to hire John Harbaugh here, they're going to make him the highest paid or close to the highest paid coach in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But most of these teams would have to do that.
Yeah.
Most of these teams would have to. For him, not for Kevin, not for McCarthy, but if you want to hire Harbaugh, you're going to have to make him a top 5
coach. They say that 7 teams called him right away, and there were only 6 openings?
Yeah, and reportedly 2 of the teams that called had coaches. One of them might not now, Mike McDaniel. I would think if you're Harbaugh, and again, when you weren't here yesterday, we talked a lot about what does a guy want to do. That's why he would end up as coach of the Browns, because he wants to be the guy to fix it. He always wanted to be that whole thing. It's not the football operation. It's not the ownership. You can get ownership anywhere. And very different ownership here than in Baltimore with Bisciotti. And not better or worse, whatever you want to do, Bisciotti's more hands-off. You know, do you want to deal with a more hands-on owner? Well, there are plenty of those around the league, too. So you can think about that. I would think if I'm Harbaugh, at the top of the list would be the New York Giants, the Atlanta Falcons, and now the Miami Dolphins. Giants ownership, real stable, hands-off, talent on that team, and it's New York. If you don't mind New York and you want to live in New York and deal with all that, I think that's the job. Arthur Blank can give him anything he wants in Atlanta.
I think he'd have no problems in New York.
No, I don't think he would either.
He doesn't care.
But does he? Again, at some point, maybe with some guys, lifestyle comes into it. Do you want to live in the New York metropolitan area? Probably not an issue for most guys. But, you know, if he
doesn't. What do you want to do with your family? That's the other question.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I would assume his kids were a little older. But do you want to move to New York or do you want to move to Fort Lauderdale? You know, Miami is not everybody's cup of tea, but some people would love it. You know, if you're looking for a destination and an opportunity. Well, really rich dude in Stephen Ross, who's 85, has Michigan ties, is going to leave his hands out of the deal. You don't have a general manager. You could probably pick your own, and you can go down there, spend your days on the water when you're not coaching football, and get anything you want. So I think
it's a hard competition for here.
It is.
And no state income tax, too, right?
But, again, Dolphins weren't the team he grew up with. His mom's not from Miami. She went to Shaw High School. Does that mean anything?
I don't know.
That to me is the way he gets it. But I would think if I'm Harbaugh, it's Miami, it's Atlanta, and the New York Giants. Not in that order.
Well, I mean, his brother was joking about him wanting to go to. He wants him to go to an
NFC team.
Yeah,
he'd love him with the Giants, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Nate is in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I think there's a lot of other teams that Harbaugh is going to be interested in, but in addition to the family ties, and in addition to the amount of money Jimmy can put out. The last time he was successful, really successful in Baltimore, was when he had a top-notch defense. And out of all of our flaws here in Cleveland, we do have a top-notch defense. And with the amount of draft picks we have, with the we have a lot of humps to get over on the offensive side, but it is really just the offensive side and the special teams that need to be reworked. While we do not have the quarterback, having that top-notch defense would put him at ease, as opposed to having the whole team needing to be rebuilt. So I would love it for Harbaugh. I want a coach that already has some head coach experience, and he would just be phenomenal for what we need. So that's all I got.
All right, Nate. I don't think anybody has said I don't want him. He wouldn't be a good fit. It wouldn't, he wouldn't be the right guy. He's the perfect guy. Question is, does he want to do it? And would he want to come here? And I would think he would want other things first. You never know. Kurt is in Columbus. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Phelps, Baskin. Hope you guys are doing well.
Thanks.
Like to weigh in on the Schwartz Harbaugh. Sure. And then I have an out-of-the-box idea that Baskin's going to love.
Oh, keep going. Start with that. Let's have all fun right. First.
Does it involve pizza?
No, come on, because you'll cut me off. It's so out of the box.
I'm not going to cut you off. Jeff might cut you out of the box.
Schwartz. I'm not going with Schwartz as head coach.
Okay, why
29
not?
And 50, 29 and 52 with Detroit.
Granted, long time Detroit, ago.
But that's still, I know, but hey, long, it's still a record. But also, check your YouTube. When he ran across the field to get in Jim Harbaugh's face, that showed no emotional intelligence. And if supposedly we're looking for EQ and IQ, I don't want that as my head coach. Check it out on YouTube if you don't remember it. John Harbaugh, I'm going to say no. And I'm thinking about, by the way, on Schwartz, our defense collapsed in some key moments. I'm not buying the hype about how great our defense is. I think it's good. But when it came time to step up in many ways, we fell apart. Minnesota in London, Houston in the playoff game, et cetera.
I agree with you. I think they have a good defense, not a great defense.
Thank you, Phelps. I'll agree with you there. John Harbaugh, 8 years with Lamar. Granted, some of it's on Lamar. No Super Bowl. Derrick Henry, no Super Bowl. He was lucky to win that Super Bowl with Flacco throwing that bomb in Denver, if you remember. So I'm not totally going to give up the whole house on John Harbaugh. I kind of like McCarthy. And Dallas, Green Bay, two quarterbacks, Prescott, Rodgers, dealt with Jerry Jones. He's in that Packer community, grew up in Western Pennsylvania. There's a lot to like about McCarthy. And here's my out-of-the-box for you, Baskin.
Yeah.
We get Taylor Swift to buy the team from Haslam, and we turn over the franchise to the Heights High Kelce brothers.
Boom! Good enough. All right.
Friend of the show.
We would have given you the rest of the hour if you would have dropped that first.
Nice job, Kurt.
I'm watching that fight.
He's
again.
He's beaming and drooling. Chris is in Maryland.
Do you remember the Schwartz Harbaugh fight?
Chris, what's Maryland doing? What are the Ravens doing getting rid of Harbaugh?
I'll be honest with you guys. I live here. I've been here 20 plus years, but I'm a Northeast Ohio native, so I really could care less about the Ravens.
There you go. That's our boy.
Friend of the show to
everybody. That's our boy
today.
Right there.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my kids, I refuse to let my kids participate in Purple Fridays. There's just this.
Fabulous.
Well done. Well done. Good parenting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. No, but my question is, let's say the Bills blow it over the weekend. They lose. Sean McDermott gets fired.
Yeah,
is he a top candidate for the Browns?
It's got to be on the interview list, doesn't he?
Yeah, I would think they'd want to talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, too. And I just wonder, you know, Harbaugh's already done. Let's say McDermott gets canned. Let's say Mike Tomlin gets canned. Do you see, like, a revolving door? Like, McDermott goes to Baltimore, Tomlin goes to Buffalo, Harbaugh ends up in Pittsburgh?
I do, actually, Chris. I think some of these guys who have been let go are going to find themselves employed. I think Kevin's going to get a head coaching job. Harbaugh's going to get a head coaching job. I don't know about Mike McDaniel, but he'll get a coordinator job if nothing else.
Well, I don't think there's any question he's qualified to do that beyond. I mean,
Raheem Morris, Jonathan Gannon, Ignatius Grad.
Gannon's interesting for here.
These guys are going to get recycled. And I would bet that several, more than three, of the guys who just got fired end up as head coaches in other spots. Three or four. Anyway. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. Daryl's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.